It's 7:50 a.m., and Evergreen Elementary School students check their book bags at the school gym's door and fall into line for egg and sausage sandwiches, fruit, and milk. It's 11:20 a.m., the Key Middle School and Wrangell High School students pile into their respective commons areas for chicken burgers with french fries, fruit cocktail, Jell-O, and milk. WHS Principal Monty Buness quickly notices the response to the Wrangell School District's new breakfast and lunch program.
I think the hot breakfast program is really special because some of those kids don't maybe get something to eat before they come in, and so I think it really helps them academically be ready for the school day. But looks like the hot lunch is off to a good start. You can see there's probably 30, 40 kids in line right now.
After years of pushing, the Wrangell School District was able to provide this week hot meals to students for the first time. The breakfast and lunch program wasn't started without a few hurdles. Woody Wilson is superintendent of the Wrangell School District. He says equipment, facilities, and securing a contractor were some of the biggest concerns in making it happen.
It's a good thing for kids, we all know that, to have breakfast and lunch. But we were concerned about the amount of money that it was going to cost to do the program. Because we didn't have a kitchen. So we put together a request for proposals and put it out and asked if we had contractors in the community that would be interested in bidding on preparing the food, and that's how we ended up going with it.
The Diamond C Restaurant was able to secure the contract with the school district over the summer to cook and deliver meals to all three schools. Some of the equipment was late getting to Wrangell, causing the program to be pushed back a month from the first day of school. After the school district was able to meet those concerns, the next step was coming up with the menu. That's when officials turned to Alaska Department of Education's Linda Coate. Coate is the state program administrator for the Federal Child Nutrition Program. She explains how the menu is determined.
It's required that they're offered all five components in the menu, and they, I believe your district is choosing to do what we call offer versus serve, where the children can select certain items and choose not to take others. USDA has decided, you know, they've determined what components would be in the school meal.
Coate says the federal reimbursement program makes free and reduced lunches possible for students. She says the school district is reimbursed every month based on the amount of students served.
The reimbursement rate for the lunch program is $4.37 for those students that qualify for free meals. And then we will pay the district $3.97 per meal for the students that qualify for a reduced price and 43 cents a meal for the paid.
Staff and students were briefed on what to do during mealtime and how to select foods a week prior to the start of the program. Evergreen Elementary Principal Therese Ashton took the charge in providing information about the program to staff and students. She says her district financial business manager Pam Roop and others have worked hard to iron out the kinks.
We've been trying to make sure all the details are taken care of, and that's usually the problems that occur, the little details that you just don't think about. And all last week we kept finding different details that didn't get done because neither one of us has ever done this before, but it's because of my good partnership with her, as well as the support we're getting from the school board and our superintendent and the whole staff. Everybody wants this to work.
After all of the ingredients were put together, the school district's breakfast and lunch program turned out to be a success on the first day. Wrangell School Board member Rick Groshong says he liked what he saw when he visited Evergreen Elementary during breakfast time.
That looks like it's a good sized meal. Looks like the kids are having fun this morning, and looks nutritious, so looks good. Looks like everything's going smoothly.
Wilson had an opportunity to sit down and eat with the students during breakfast. He says he was pleased with the meal that the Diamond C prepared.
Oh, the food's great. We had a breakfast sandwich this morning and apples and milk, and it was great.
Principals at all three schools said the first day of the program went well. They said that there was some minor glitches, like students forgetting their lunch numbers or not knowing if they had any money in their accounts, but nothing major. School district officials are hoping the program will become more popular with students as the school year goes on. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.